Well, hey, welcome everybody. This is Dave. I hope you guys are doing great. I have some announcements I want to make before we launch into a discussion, but how are you guys doing? So much has happened since we last talked, and these are unprecedented times. I'm eager to hear from you about how you're doing. One at a time now, as always. Anyone?
Hi, it's Eric Jack here, David.
Hey,
I'm obviously,
welcome. How are you, Eric? And welcome for the
I'm
first
good.
Time.
I'm new.
This is great.
That is, yeah, I am newly minted.
Yeah.
And I really do appreciate it. I'll tell you, I'm doing fine in the sense that I work from home any place.
Yeah.
Anyway, in terms of the daily adjustment, it has not been the end of the world because it's fairly routine. Where it is different for me is I frequent, two or three restaurants regularly that are too far away to frequent now. And that is, that's been an issue. And of course, from a socialization standpoint, that's been lacking. And, that takes some adjustment, and it's nice to do video calls and it's nice to do Zoom calls and all that. It doesn't substitute for the real thing, but overall, I think I'm doing reasonably well.
Well, that's great. I sent around a link that a couple of us on the CTA faculty did called Leaning Into the Lull While Social Distancing, about some of the things that we think about as mentor coaches. And you, those of you who listened to it, heard me say, I was absolutely meant for this. With telephone video conferencing and cargo charts, I got this down. So this is not too much of a change, but so much of everything that everybody's experiencing is different. So thanks, Eric, and that's great. I appreciate it, and welcome. Who else? Wins or progress notes, or just how you doing now?
Hello, this is Andrew Putzel from Sydney.
Yeah, welcome. Just a little bit louder, Andrew. Welcome. How are you? Is it 2 o'clock there in the morning?
3 a.m. here Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
How's the volume? Can you hear me?
It's great now. Thank you. Yeah. And Andrew will be talking to us later about financial coaching. What's going on, my man? How are you doing?
All good. Really good. Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying a beautiful path with clients using your material. And, the COVID-19 has affected me a lot because realistically I've been working from home, using Skype, and life continues, and continue to make a beautiful difference to people's lives, and I'm really enjoying it. It's
super
fun.
Well, looking forward to hearing from you about your coaching practice. The two people who are going to be talking today, Lauren and Andrew, have really special practices that I thought might be useful to catalyze some ideas for each of you to expand or incorporate. Lauren does couples coaching, Andrew does financial coaching, and they may give you some ideas about things you may want to incorporate in what you're doing. So thanks for checking in. Who else? I'd love to hear more of how each of you are doing, what you're doing these days. Who else?
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, this is Jaylene. So,
how are you?
Hi. I thought I'd just let everybody know that I basically talk to you every week. And so my situation is where I'm trying to grow my business during this time. And that's been very interesting. I've had to improvise a little bit. But I'm doing well, and it's fun. Just looking at it as a challenge, but a fun one.
Would you share with us a best practice tip about what you've done to improvise that's worked?
Yes. So one of the very first things that I was going to do before COVID hit was take advantage of my last client. And she had some very important contacts. And she's always been telling me if I need any help, she will help me. Well, she passed away because of flu-like symptoms.
Wow.
And so that doesn't mean I can still reach out to her friends and colleagues and everything. They know me. But at the same time, it just it meant that I had to look at ways that I can do things on my own, and I love writing. So I have reached out to newspaper outlets and this radio that I had told you about, the radio spot. It has turned into an hour-long interview.
Terrific.
An hour-long session.
That's great.
So, yeah. So those are the things that I'm
working
on.
Is the radio discussion on coaching itself?
I think it's going to be both the project that I just got done working on, a book that
okay.
was published, and then also coaching, because I was inspired to coach as a result of working with my last client.
Okay.
So it's going to segue into it very well. And the person who's interviewing me, she has a life coach, so she values it.
Terrific.
And she's, yeah.
Would you yeah. tolerate a tip for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Whenever you're doing any kind of presentation like that, whatever it is, plant a seed of what you do in your practice that you want someone to sign on for. For example, if you want to develop your individual mentor coaching practice, plant a seed just to illustrate a point about what you're making about something else, or derive a principle that you shared with a mentor coaching client that you're not doing any kind of sales, you're not even doing a sidebar about your mentor coaching, but you're just planting a seed to remind people that that's what you do, is individual mentor coaching, and here's a point from this particular client that illustrates what I'm about to say, or a principle that was derived from that, so that you don't lose the flow of your discussion and the principle and the illustration, or most likely the story, but you just indicate where it comes from. Same if you want to do group coaching. You plant a seed about this was a topic in a group coaching discussion, and here's what we found as a best practice for this. Something like that that just reminds people what you do without being salesy or diverting at all from the flow of your discussion.
Okay, thanks so much. I'm writing this down.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds super. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm interested, and this is sort of inspirational. One thing that I'll mention that I have created time to do, because I'm genuinely interested in how these people are doing, to go through folders of former clients whose work has been completed some time ago, and just send an email to each of them individually to ask how they're doing and what they're doing, and you know, give them a sentence or two about what I'm doing. It gives me a chance to complain that the thing that makes the most difference to me of all the changes, I don't get to go to the gym every day, and I've had to improvise. So I work that in. But it's been very beneficial because I get to hear from these people who I haven't spoken with for some time, and occasionally they'll want to re-up and do at least a session, or maybe, you know, a month or two to tack on to the work they've already done. So it's been beneficial that way, though that's not my intent. It still works, and that's why I'm mentioning it now, because you may be authentically interested, but it also may have some benefit both ways for you to catch up. So it could be a great time to do that. So who else? Wins, progress notes, updates, or how you're doing? While you're deciding to jump right in, let me mention some things that are just simply reminders at this time. You've seen the email that I sent inviting you to a teleseminar series that I'm completing this evening at 7 Eastern on Coaching Money Mastery. Those recordings are still available and will be available for this seminar at the link that I sent you. And I've been urged by CTA especially to add a couple of the seminar series that I do, especially in terms of what's going on now. So Monday, a week from today, I'm starting a new series on the successful navigation of change and transition. It's mind, brain, behavior strategies about the whole process of change and transition. That goes for four Mondays, 1 hour each. And then following that, because a number of people have contacted me indicating that they've run out of excuse, so if I only had time, that they're beginning to write more and particularly write a book. So I'm gonna do the series on telling and selling your story, authoring your first book, the art, craft, science, and business. Each of the four are four seminars immediately after that, which begins June 8th. So each of you, as part of maintaining your license, will be invited to that as my guest, and there will be like a workbook as well as seminars for that. So I'll send around reminders of that as we get closer. One other announcement I want to make, and then I'm interested in coming back to what you guys are up to, what would be helpful for you to talk about or to use this as a mastermind group if you have something you'd like to develop some group wisdom on. The reminder is that the National Board for Health and Wellness Coaching, which, remember, we are accredited by them, certified to be able to set for that exam, which is the preeminent group in the country. They're the ICF of wellness coaching, and there are only a handful of programs, mostly academic, that have been approved. We've been approved. The exam is in October. The next sitting for the exam will be in October 2020, this year, obviously, and they are taking applications as of May the 1st, 3 days ago. So I will send that information around as a follow-up to this group with the recording of this group, the information, if there's anything you want to go over again, along with contact information for our two presenters, and then the information about what to do if you're interested in sitting for that exam. So just a reminder for that. The New Life Story Wellness Training, after this year, as of spring next year, will no longer be accredited because they've jacked up their requirements about fourfold. They require 75 actual classroom hours plus additional time and other kind of components in order to qualify. And when I look at what it would be, I don't think it would be necessary to do that, to do a bunch more of classroom time, just to be doing it and putting in the time to become excellent wellness coaches. So I'm not going to apply for that or change the curriculum substantially, which to me it would be kind of watering it down and just adding on to fit into some external requirement. So that will only be available for a very limited time. So I just wanted to give you a heads up for that. So if you're referring anybody or anything like that. So other check-ins, other things about what you're doing or things you'd like to bring to the group and ask.
Hi, David.
Yes.
This is Muhammad from the Bay Area.
Welcome. Hey, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Our Silicon Valley representative here. How are you?
I am doing great. The first few weeks were rough for me, but I've learned to develop my introvert muscles, and I think I'm thriving now. So that feels good.
Super, super. I was to be on a podcast that Muhammad had. How is your podcast and your coaching going?
It's going really well. So we recently had a podcast with a gentleman from the Forgotten International, and he spoke about compassion and some of the stuff that I think is helpful in this time. And I'm about to start a series, as I told you, on different tools and techniques for dealing with uncertainty, especially around mental health, that I'm starting next week. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And
what an enigma for me to be talking about algorithms and a tech specialist to be talking about compassion. Who'd have figured, huh?
the world is upside down, isn't it?
Tell us what
yeah.
you've come to see or do that you have been finding as winning strategies during these challenging times, Muhammad. I'm particularly interested and was hoping you'd call in.
Yeah, so for me, what I've found that works for me is to just give myself space to be bored. Because the struggle that I had initially was that I didn't know how to deal with boredom. And that was very stressful. But then once I reframed it to say that boredom was not a bad thing for me, it was like a light bulb went off. That was very powerful. And I also went back and dusted off my old running shoes for running. So in April, I did 100 miles of running, and that was amazing because that just cleared my mind. Every morning, I went out around 5:30 a.m. to go do like 4 to 5 miles for about 5 times a week. So I did 100 miles. This month, I'm doing 150 miles. And the running just clears my mind, just makes me feel like I'm on top of the world. So those are some of the things that I've been doing.
That's terrific. Have you, in the sense of the dynamic involved, what often is the case with boredom is it's not a lack of energy, because the energy is still there and kind of churning, but a lack of a specific focus. And when you find a focus to direct that energy, the boredom is immediately cured and you become more productive. So what professionally have you done to focus and channel what you're doing?
Yes, so I've organized a couple of workshops for high school students on different topics. So one of them we did last week was on stress management. We're going to do one next week. My friend is also a doctor about, it's called Out of the Dark for kids who suffer with depression. And so I'm doing it every other week. And just, it's free, just giving back. It's helping me get focused. I've also been invited to join the City of Richmond coaching group. They are providing free coaching for their leaders. But of course, they pay the coaches, but the leaders there get free coaching. So I'm just working around sharpening my coaching too. So just knowing that I have work to do and that I enjoy the work that I'm doing, and also giving back to the high school students, has given me more of a sense of meaning, I think. And that helps with the boredom, I would say.
That's terrific. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. And you remind me of something that we all have talked about in various ways that is a good reminder for these times especially, because what we specialize in as mentor coaches is change. What we're expert at is choice architecture. Our sweet spot is helping others regulate a state of mind for optimum responsiveness and peak performance. And our tool for collaboration is telephone or video conferencing. So, and what we know is exactly what you've said in so many words, Mom. When you want to change, focus on the system, not just the goal, because a lot of people have the same goals. Where we excel is that we can help somebody develop a system, a map, so you know where you are, where you're going, how to measure progress along the way, what's detour and what's distraction, as you kind of summarized in what you said. So thanks very, very much. Who else? What other things are some of you doing that might be helpful for our group to hear about?
Hi, Dr. Dave. This is Naomi.
Naomi, welcome. How are you? And I'll come back to who I didn't hear. Go ahead, Naomi.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. You know, just have been observing, you know, this social distancing thing. And, you know, what Muhammad was saying was really nice is that, yes, you get that focus. And when you putting that energy, and I just like the way you put that, when you put that focus on that energy and you say, okay, this is where I'm going, you start really seeing things happening and getting more clarity.
Absolutely.
So it's been cool. And I'm just doing some monthly webinars. That's what I'm doing right now. And just even listening to what we were just talking about, switching some things around to doing like mindset and, you know, how, like you said, giving them the system, the process on how you can get to do that and promoting the coaching. So that's what I'm up to now.
Two quick questions. Naomi, when you do your webinars, I know they're not podcasts, but do you have guests occasionally who do the webinars with you?
I have not done that, and that's actually a good idea.
The reason I'm suggesting that is that when you have a guest, you open up all kind of possibilities for the portal of that person's platform, and they will send announcements around. So you've, in essence, doubled your look at your webinar, and when you have a place to sign up for your webinar, you have those emails then that become part of your stash of emails that you have permission to send something to.
Right. Okay. Right. Right.
And
okay.
If you can also use the blog search engines will work just as well for webinars because it's an online tool. And there are like three, I think four now, blog search engines that can pick up like the title and keywords in the first paragraph of the description
okay.
of the webinar you're doing. So that might create it to be more of a viral experience for that as well.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Yeah,
what's your topic?
This time I'm doing emotional intelligence.
Okay.
So looking at how your emotions affect the choices you're making.
Okay. Okay.
And,
I would suggest,
to keep them in check.
When you do a topic, be brave and look at who's the best person in North America who might do a guest slot with you. Now, you know, Daniel Goleman wrote one of the first books. I would suggest asking him. You know, one thing that I found, and this surprised me, is that for when I did a mastermind group, and some of you participated in one or more of those, and I had an expert content contributor for the last 45 minutes, and I'd send around that person's book or whatever, and they would come on and do a presentation and do question and answer with the group. I went for the most well-known person, the bestseller. Not a single person refused or declined my offer to come on. I was astonished.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know I'm asked on a fairly regular basis to be a guest on a podcast, and you know I don't think there was one deal that was a little sketchy but I'm happy to do that. So just think about who's the best person to talk about that, or create a category that somebody else is first in and ask them. You know?
Right. Okay. Wow, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for
that.
That's
Bill Donahue's recommendation about a business and a brand. Build something that nobody else has, and you're automatically first in it.
Right.
That's a little bit better, but anyhow, okay.
Yes, okay.
Well,
thanks so much, Dr. Dave.
Jumping in. Who else spoke at the same time as Naomi?
Oh, Dave, this is Lisa Manyoki.
Hey, how are you, Lisa? What's going on?
I'm good. Hey, I had something really unusual happen. Every single client that I had slotted that would have taken me all through fall canceled. And I mean every single one. Wow. So the day after the stock market plummeted, these were huge initiatives, so there were a lot of working parts. But, Dave, you're a proponent of focus. So I took this last 6 weeks to turn my attention toward my own work. And the doors that opened up as a result have been huge and swinging. So by the presence intelligence stuff, I have a product that's nearly completed that will be ready to distribute. Interview requests came up. And then each day I was putting online on LinkedIn and Facebook a positivity initiative for anybody who was either not working as much as normal or not working at all. So just some of those measures make good use of the time. I just refuse to be moaning for too long. It's just not my style. But redirecting the focus in an area that, quite frankly, I probably wouldn't have looked at with as diligently if the space hadn't opened up, turned out to be an actual kind of a gift. You know what I mean?
Those initiatives are really impressive. I've been following those, I think, hitting almost every one of them on Facebook. Tell us, just can you summarize what you're doing there to give everyone an idea of how you're focusing your creative energy and what you're doing in terms of your intended response?
Well, it's very easy to get mired down by disappointment when there's a sudden downturn. But I maintain that there is an upside to every downside and a downside to every upside. So if we all just sit here and feel poorly if things aren't going really well, especially when we're surrounded by an awful lot of change and isolation, these messages that I put up are just to remind us that look over there. You might, by keeping your focus in one spot, you might be missing a really better spot. So those are just daily sentiments that have a companion picture, so they all look pretty, which is my style.
But yeah. And I didn't realize you were such a zero-sum game girl, but it's working, obviously.
Yeah, I can actually be succinct. But no, really, just to force my hand to say, well, you know, look, everybody, there's a lot of people right around us who are not working. But, and I've been told this by a number of people, as coaches, there's going to be a lot of need for career, life, when the world opens up again. Because there's been so much change, either in corporations or in personal lives, that I have a feeling, a pretty strong feeling, that we'll have lots of opportunity coming our way.
Yeah, and look at how many people will be already introduced to, and we will be adopting the mode, the way that we already work by telephone and video
mm-hmm.
conference, and will be introduced to a whole new spectrum of possibilities. So best they practice on us. That's super. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. Those are terrific ideas. And it's interesting to hear your development of the presence intelligence, which I know is trademarked and a whole concept that
yep.
you're orienting some mentor coaching around, and that's going to be huge.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, super. And there's whenever you get the recording of this hour of mentor coaching, the other recordings are also available, and Lisa's presentation on presence intelligence is there from last time, right? Last quarter. So be sure and listen to that if you have a few moments. So we just have a minute or two before we need to move into our two presenters. Who else? What else have you got? What else are you up to?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. It's Kamini.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Super.
So I had a somewhat similar experience to Lisa, where when all of this hit, I had three coaching clients who were a yes, all of a sudden become a no. And so I was thrown into the what do I do now, because I don't know if you recall, but I'm in the realm of coaching high achievers and the people pleasers and the perfectionists sort of let go of living their life to all of those external expectations and
yeah.
become their own self leader. But when all of this hit, it was this draw to, like, you know, draw back into what they know. And so I have used this time. My book actually came out on March 9th, so I've been using the time to promote that. And then I have been guesting on a lot of different podcasts talking about, you know, self-compassion and what that means and how we can apply it in order to deal with the stress that we're facing right now, kind of with the same mindset that Lisa just mentioned, which is on the other side of this, people are going to need life coaches like myself helping them with their transformation. And so through that and putting all of my energy into that, I actually landed a PBS NewsHour Facebook Live interview, which was fun. And so just, you know, continuing to put one step in front of the other, and feeling productive, even though there are times, like I've had several bookings of consultations and they're either no shows or they are in the mindset of not having the money to invest in coaching right now, which has been a little deflating, but I'm trying to remember to, like I said, keep moving forward and not focus on the negative.
That's great. Thank you, Kamini. And remind us what the title of your book is.
It's called Life's Gentle Reminders.
Super. Is that available on Amazon?
It is indeed.
Send me a link, and I'll send that around in our reminder. And just from Kamini's comment, a kind of reminder slash suggestion, when someone indicates that they're going to have to suspend or temporarily terminate the work with you, one possible response would be, as you've made terrific progress, in order to sustain the momentum, would it be possible to go to a less frequent time that would allow us to sustain the momentum and the work that you're doing, something that would be affordable and not a stretch, but allow us to continue? So that might be every other week, it might be once a month, but it's a lot harder when someone stops to reinitiate something new than it is to have a continuity, so that there is that continuous presence in a continuity rather than stopping and having to start again. You know how hard it is to start something new once you've stopped or before you've even done it. So just a suggestion to think about. Okay, I want to introduce first Lauren Smith. I'm really excited that she's here to present. My best introduction about Lauren is she's the person I refer to for couples coaching. We've actually met at a workshop I did in Boston for the New England ICF. She is the founder of MeWeRelationships.com. I'll send links and contact information. And has developed a very successful coaching practice working with couples. She's here to talk with us about that, and she's going to save some minutes at the end of the 15 minutes to field questions and comments, so jot down anything you have. Lauren, take it away, and thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for asking me to talk to everyone today. So first of all, I wanted to say good afternoon to everybody. I'm in Duxbury, Massachusetts. We have stay-at-home orders here, and taking one day at a time. That's my mantra with my family. As David said, I'm going to be talking to you really specifically about my couples coaching practice. First, I'm going to read you a little bit about my story. I'm often asked how I even became a couples coach. So I'm going to take just a few snippets from the book that I'm in the middle of writing. It's a memoir of my childhood and what it was like growing up with not one, but two narcissistic parents and the gifts that come from those experiences. Second of all, I will talk to you briefly about my training and education as a coach. I am often asked by other coaches, how did I start my couples practice and where did I get my experience? So I'm going to just lay it out for you and tell you exactly who I worked with and how I did it. I'm sure it's not the only way, but it's the way that I have found my way to my practice today. And then lastly, I'll speak to you specifically about the nuts and bolts of my couples coaching practice, the ins and outs and what it looks like to work with me. So first, a little bit about my story. Just little snippets here. So at 6 years old, my parents divorced, and it hurt deeply. Sadly, this is one of my earliest childhood memories and feelings. Pain and heartbreak and a lot of loneliness. To cope, I surrendered to my wonder and to take advantage seeking within the mudflats of my hometown, Duxbury, Massachusetts. Collecting bird feathers, examining fish bones, and endlessly watching ripples form in the surrounding stretches of the shallow waters. My favorite spot was to cross the mud onto an island at low tide. I loved wandering and creating adventure for myself. When I yearned for relationship and the love to give me stability, I appointed my kind-hearted 80-year-old neighbors the role of my surrogate grandparents. Looking back, even as a lonely kid from a crumbling home environment, I somehow had the innate ability to find connection within myself through nature, thereby allowing me to seek connection with other loving souls who could offer me the emotional support I needed and longed for. So just fast-forwarding, I attended public schools without a lot of guidance and was failing. My mother, who was a stay-at-home mom and spent most of her time depressed, and my absent father, offered me boarding school. I gladly accepted. Off I went to boarding school in New Hampshire, and I always say that that saved my life. Their teachers allowed me to soar with their guidance and pushed me to always be my best. I discovered myself and true self-leadership there. Fast forward, I graduated from the University of Vermont with a Bachelor of Science degree, headed west to save the wolves. Looking back in reflection, I now realize it wasn't the wolves I was trying to save. It was me trying to save myself from the wolves that raised me. At 25, I married and shortly gave birth to my first son. I had an entrepreneurial spirit and successfully started and sold 4 very lucrative businesses in the years of 1993 and 2005, and I was not happy. My marriage of 7 years was unhealthy and unraveling, and moreover, it was blocking me from living the authentic and happy life I longed for. After 5 years of counseling and therapy, there was no denying that a painful decision had to be made. So I made the choice to end my marriage, to do the work it would take to reveal my truth about myself and how I got here. It was time for a real change. I could not convince my partner to seek treatment for his depression, no matter how hard I tried. Well, now I know why. You can't convince people of anything. They have to want to be their change. I was devastated and made the choice anyway. So I deliberated, is it too late? Could I start over? Do I have the choice to make change? In my heart, I knew the answer was yes. So I left my marriage and my son. I left my marriage and with my son and my 2 bunny rabbits, I packed my truck and headed back east to my roots, to the mudflats, where a new adventure would begin. Starting a new life felt a little scary, but I found connection to my inner strength and committed to my new journey. And as I began the process of freeing myself from the limiting patterns of my old beliefs, I really began focusing on nurturing the values that slipped away from me by asking myself this one question: what makes me tick? Eventually, I realized my motivation had always come from the connection from people, the spark, and the joy I felt while listening and trying to help others. I'd always been a good listener and a strong backbone for friends and family. And when they didn't feel strong enough to pull through whatever they were struggling with, I was naturally driven to coach them, to strive, to find inner strength, to reach higher, to thrive, and to live a vibrant life. So circling back around, at age 40, I find myself marrying again, having a baby, and my new life began to shape. We'd become a family of 5, and it was time for me to make a new plan where my true motivation and calling was put into action. So I did decide at that time to become a credible and certified relationship and life coach. So that's just a brief snippet of a little bit about how I became a relationship coach. Next, I want to speak to you briefly about my training and education. I get asked, other coach develop or start a couples practice, where I got trained and where I got my experience. So So in 2009, I was 39 on my second marriage. You know, with first marriages, you only have a 50% chance of making it. And on my second one, I think that there's a 75% failure rate. So I knew I had to work extra hard while I was started to blend families, and we were clearly needing some help. So while seeking guidance for my own relationship problems, I was referred to Terry Real, who is a relationship coach expert and therapist and founder of the Relational Life Therapy Institute, RLT. That was my first certification. After attending one of his marital boot camps, I was so humbled and inspired by the effectiveness of his work that I decided to embark on my own journey and start my own relationship coaching practice. And because I believe the navigation through the personal journey, me, is just as important as the relationship healing path, we, I chose to go through more training and mentorship. So I went and got my professional coaching certification through CCA, where I met Dave for the first time. He was my trainer. And he and I have worked together professionally and personally over the last 10 years. I then wanted to really further the nuances of relationship coaching. And this is an institute that I highly recommend for anybody who wants to either deepen their couples coaching or get into couples coaching. I went and trained for 3 years with the Healing Our Course Institute and hold a certification in the works of Pia Melody, which I'm sure many of you guys have heard of. She's the one that really created the post-induction therapy and family of origin work, which I really do feel is the key to a successful couples practice. And lastly, my most recent certification was with working with Dave, I think 2 days ago, and receiving a new life story certification. In the most recent part of my life, in the last 18 months, I've had the really honor and pleasure of working with Dr. Jackie Black, who's also a relationship coach expert, on my own relationship. And I always tell coaches the fastest way to success is to work your own stuff first. I really truly believe that I cannot take my clients anywhere to a place I've not ventured for myself. So really a bit about MeWe and how I set up my business. I'm just going to give you guys some nuts and bolts of it. Dave wanted me to talk specifically about my couples practice and what it looks like. So 50% of my business is made up of couples, mostly seeking my help in their failing marriages. The other 50% of my business is made up of, I would say, about 75% of individual men. So I work with individual men, helping them with their relationships, and I love working with the guys. A lot of therapists and coaches refer me their male counterparts, and I've had a lot of success with them. And then the other 25% are individual women, either in couples coaching with one of my colleagues or somebody who's just seeking some additional support. In addition to my private practice, about 10 years ago, I created a business called South Shore Coaching and Counseling about 10 years ago. And this is another really good way to bring in some other revenue. I invited 5 other like-minded professionals with similar training that I had met over the years to come into this umbrella. And so we're now a total of 5 plus 1 therapy dog, Pickles, who's terrific. And we all work for ourselves, but we collaborate and we really cross-pollinate clients on a daily basis. So my goal as a coach is always to put folks with the right fit, and I'm not always the right fit. And so each therapist has their own individual expertise, and I really truly try to guide anyone who comes to me with the right kind of professional in person. So a little bit more about the nitty and gritty of what it looks like to work with me. So when you work with me, you have to work with me by signing on for a minimum of 3 months. I won't even entertain a client who is unwilling to not sign up for my 3-month minimum requirement. And the goal here is when I take on a couple, we're really trying, or they're really trying to decide if they're going to make it or break it at the end of the 3-month period. Right? Because most of the folks that seek me have already been thinking about a divorce for about 5 years or longer, and have been through several traditional therapists, and nothing seems to be working. At the end of 3 months, my clients decide is the coaching working? Or are we going to call it quits? That is their decision. The average client that I have work with me now is about 1 to 3 years. And I bill on the first of every month. I set my retainer fee for each individual client. My minimum retainer fee to work with me is $1,450 a month and goes up to $2,175 a month, depending on the needs of the client and what they're wanting out of coaching. They work with me for 4 hours a month, and or if they're a couple, I love working with couples every other week for 2 hours because it really gives me a chance to take deep dives with them with those longer coaching periods. They work with me for the 3 months and then decide and entertain if they want to, you know, continue our work together. The other thing I wanted to talk about just from a business perspective is I don't handle any of the money. So, again, one of the things that they agree to is that when they work with me, I put them on a reoccurring retainer fee, and I love my provider Square, which I'm sure many of you guys use. But if you don't use it, I highly recommend it because it takes me out of the bookkeeping position, which I am so not a good bookkeeper. I don't like that job at all. And they're able to put their credit card in there, and it will reoccur until they stop their coaching relationship with me. And it's worked out great. In addition to coaching my clients, I also have workshops and three-day intensives that I offer, and I wanted to offer that to you guys as some possible ideas. I work with couples and males and females in groups of 3 to 4 individuals at a time, or specifically just one couple at a time. And we take deep dives into their family of origin, getting the story straight, and then really shifting them into how to create new pathways for healthier dynamics inside the relationship with themselves first and then their partners. And this is really becoming about 30% of my revenue in this past year. My intensives start at $1,450 a month and go up to $5,800 for a couple if you want to come work with me specifically for a three-day weekend. And I really do love the couples intensives. I think it's an awesome way to take a huge dive in a very short period of time, and then our work can really deepen after that. And I think you could do that with individuals as well, no matter what it is, you know, your coaching expertise is. So right now I am working out of a newly renovated turnkey office space that I completed right before COVID happened. I took an old space and constructed it and offer 5 turnkey offices for my other colleagues to they came with me and they rent space for me as well. So that's another form of revenue that I've been able to create. And right now I'm working on the conference line, which I did before and have and love working on the conference line. And I'm now offering Zoom, which I actually don't really love. It hurts my eyes after a while. So I'm trying to figure that out. But anyway, I work with clients all around the country. I love to travel for work. I have clients travel to me. And, most recently I've been asked to help facilitate training therapists and coaches by the Healing Core Issues Institute, and I'm really having a lot of fun with that. I never thought I would like, you know, being in that type of training, but I have really, really found kind of a new love of sitting with 14 individuals who want to learn this work, and so that's really been a lot of fun. So that's really about me, Lee, and my story and how I've structured my business. Again, just little nitpicks. So if you guys have specific questions or want to know more, I would love to be able to answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, hello there. This is Bonita in Baltimore, Maryland. How are you?
Good. Hi, Bonita.
I love this presentation. Very succinct. It felt like a TED Talk.
Oh,
I should be so focused. You delivered it right on, just spot on. And I work with married and engaged couples, and I was really intrigued by your breakdown of how you kind of I'm going to use the word compartmentalize how you divided your business, the different strategies that you have, the different compartments that you have, and the office space and the way you work, you brought on other clients. You were mentioning utilizing, I think your pay, the pay tool that you use was Square. There are different platforms that you can use. I think it's DoxyMe, DoxyMe, .me is one. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. I am familiar with Doxy. I don't use it, but I am familiar with it.
Okay, because you mentioned not wanting to have all that hands-on experience, but they do have a wonderful platform that handles just about every component that you just talked about. So I just wanted to throw that out there and just commend you for what you're doing to work with couples. And I'm going to be very interested in whatever podcast you're doing, because I love that, your expansion, the way you're doing that. I haven't quite risen to that point of, you know, doing podcasts, doing taking it online, and that's kind of what I'm looking at now. So I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Just giving that wonderful presentation. I loved it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Well, if any of you guys do decide that you have a question or want to speak to me specifically, I know Dave is going to send you my contact information. I am an old-fashioned girl and love talking on the phone, so if any one of you want to call me another time or if something comes up, please, please let me know. I help a lot of coaches build their practices, so if you guys are looking for ideas or any type of encouragement, I am happy to speak to any of you.
Thank you so much, Lauren. That was excellent. And keep in mind, I'll be sending in contact information for referrals or questions of Lauren. And Lauren, I wanted to mention, I don't have any experience of my eyes hurting with Zoom. I just don't offer it as an option. One of my prominent memories of Lauren is she was doing a mastermind group, and her commitment one of the months was to initiate a lifelong desire. You remember, she lives in a Boston suburb, to raise chickens, and she has done that and has added a special rooster. So this is a woman who achieves her goals and fulfills her desires. So thank you very much, Lauren. I appreciate it. Okay, I want to introduce Andrew. His mentor coaching firm is Your Money Gateway. He's calling us from Sydney, Australia at 3 a.m. his time. He does business mentoring and corporate coaching, and we've met in person when he came from Australia for a retreat I did in California at 1440 Multiversity. So it's been a privilege to meet him in person, too, back in the good old days when we could hug. Andrew has an exclusive license for, it's a different kind of relationship, for all of Australia as a New Money Story mentor. And Andrew is going to discuss his practice of financial coaching. Andrew, take it away.
Hello, David, and thank you so much for the opportunity. David's been a fantastic influence in my life. He's really empowered me with some great tools to change lives. I started my company, I've probably been doing this work for 4 years now. I call myself Andrew Pertulis Mentoring. I'm a financial markets trader mentor, incorporating Dave's New Money Story client workbook. You know, after a lifetime of sabotaging my finances, as well as my pride, I worked through the New Money Story roadmap process and effortlessly overcame my resistance to change. You know, I doubled my income, I halved my working hours, creating financial sustainability, working from home, both developing a world-class trader psychology program with the New Money Story roadmap in a client workbook at its heart. I used my new understanding to empower traders to all in all financial markets to outsmart their own brains and behaviors, reduce stress, and develop confident trading skills for consistent trading results. All I can say is thank you, David, for sharing your life, transferring personal knowledge. You know, I've been, the last 10 years, I've been a financial markets trader mentor in Sydney, Australia. After a lifetime of working in the corporate world, I became sick and tired of being sick and tired. I could not see the ends of my toes and, you know, watched everyone around me become the same. So I went off on a tangent and learned to trade the foreign exchange markets. What I observed about human behavior led me to today's work. I went looking for a solution as to why so many successful people, their actions don't match their words when it came to backing themselves to success in trading. That led me to becoming a specially licensed new money story mentor. And I was so passionate at making a difference that became the Australian distributor of the new money story client workbook, as Dave said. Now, imagine you know a financial markets trader. I specialize specifically in foreign exchange, but it's really the same behavior for all traders and investors. You hear the stories, they're going really well, they share their historic success, but there are also times you don't hear much from them. They disappear, they go quiet, and all of a sudden come up and tell you about some amazing story. But what they don't tell you is they focus on their latest, biggest success and not how much they're struggling financially in the background. Often, they'll lose their partners, they'll lose their jobs, they'll lose their homes. Wouldn't you like to empower and, you know, a trader, support them with a mentor that you know can support them and take them on a journey to become aware of the drivers that influence them to do what they do? Because, you know, often they say, I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I did it, and that I don't understand why. So often what happens is of their trading journey is good. But what we know is that if they have a really good start in trading, they will push forever to replicate that initial success. But often what happens in this pursuit is they overthink what they did when they first started out. So in place of the effortless execution at the beginning, they don't know what they don't know and can't overthink everything. Then they start overthinking everything, they become overwhelmed, and they choke. Effortless execution at the start turns back into explicit attention. You know, the end result is they get in their own way, and then what happens is they spend year upon year unable to repeat the initial success. We know it's a fact that traders have a really good start. They will push through until eventually they get to understand and manage their behaviors. But in the process, they sacrifice everything personally, financially along the way. Where I fit in as a financial markets trader mentor, I incorporate the solid structure of the new Money Story workbook, an absolute solid process. I use the workbook to keep the client focused on the journey. It works so beautifully. So many times as I take clients through the roadmap process, they recognize their money story. They learn to own their story, assess the story, then make decisions on how to change it and map the new direction to author a new trading money story and program for permanent long-term change. So many times I've had clients that I feel like they're off track, and I ask, you know, myself, how will I get them back on track? And I mentor with patience, stay in the pocket, listen and guide. Then incredibly, they come back on track. We end up in the right place at the right time, achieving a mindfulness-based trader transformations. I use the workbook to keep clients focused on the journey, because what happens, people in the transition create new ways to return to their old self. One of my favorite quotes from Dave, and it's so true. That is why I run a 6-month program, because I understand and respect the need to exercise compassion and patience until the client is ready to turn their old story into wisdom, using it to empower their financial choices for financial sustainability. I've been in the financial markets mentoring for 10 years, so I'm really a leader in this space, having an in-depth understanding of subconscious behaviors of traders and how they self-sabotage and how, with the best of intentions, they don't know what they don't know. So I take them on a mentoring process. That's why I run it for a month's program with mentoring sessions every 2 weeks. Why every 2 weeks? Because I need to keep them focused on themselves, and I really encourage them not to do any other courses and to get away from all the edutainment, as I call it. that's out there in the marketplace, because often my average client has come to me and spent $30,000 to $50,000 on self-education. So by the time they get to me, they're ready to change, and often they know what they're repeating in their lives, but they don't know how to stop it. I only attract clients who are ready for that transformation process. Clients need to be present, focused on themselves, and remove the distractions, because what you'll find is people continually attract to themselves courses which are basically reflections that underline subconscious behaviors. This is why I'm such a fan of the New Money Story Workbook, as a structure to explore behavior and bring to the fore the subconscious biases, these biases that run us from our subconscious and have traders doing irrational things in their trading. It's something that you just can't grasp until you do the work. About 2 months into the 6 months, clients get it, because I can tell them up front and identify their behaviors, but that they don't get it. But I take them on a journey using Dave's New Money Story Client Workbook as the foundational structure to focusing, as a focusing medium, and then I get them to share their answers. And from that, I help them to explore their submissions from a new direction with the structured process. The workbook gets the client to see the repetitive patterns in their financial behaviors and where those behaviors come from. Then the client starts to accept they are responsible for their financial position, because they live in a jar and they can't read the label. So I'm able to sit there from the outside and read the label and ask, would you consider the label might say this? Next thing they say, I do that in my trading. I do it at work. I do that in my relationship. So we have these beautiful moments, these aha moments. By the time we're about 2 months into the program, people get it and they go, I now get it. How my subconscious biases are actually working to protect me like a survival instinct from my childhood, which are now out of control, my adult life. And this shows up in their trading. You know, they realize they were blaming strategies, blaming markets, blaming the broker, blaming courses, and doing course after course, overspending hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time they get to this point. So often, what people will say that this is such a holistic program. Money's just used as a metaphor to draw them in. These people, which were focused on changing their financial position, get the additional benefits from the program, which really changes people, not only financially, but influences their relationships and their work performances, which reflects in their trading success. Because the same underlying biases run their lives in every area of their life, it is such a rewarding opportunity to be able to do this work. I'm just forever grateful to Dave for putting this work together. I've done hundreds of mentoring sessions, and I'm now at the point where I offer clients a money-back guarantee. I give a 90-day money-back guarantee, even though the program runs for 180 days. Because what happens, if they've got the technical trading skills and the tools and techniques to read the charts, then they get to the point where they understand that they're the problem. Everyone says it. Once I get an awareness of my behavior, I realize the buck stops with me, and that's when they commit to doing the work, and that they didn't do as a trader initially, whether it is doing the back testing to find the personal edge or learning new skills, to overcome and get the get-rich-quick thinking lingering in the back of their heads. They get the self-awareness, realize what they're doing, then they commit to doing the work that needs to be done, and everything changes. Once they do that, they actually push through and get that transformation. That's why I say act, A-C-T. You need to act, like take action to become successful, have an awareness of your behavior, commit to the work, and transform. I overlay onto the structure of the book, my mentoring. I do 90-minute sessions every 2 weeks. What we do is we actually discuss their trading behaviors, which are a reflection of their subconscious habits. I develop a flow chart so I can pop their biases into the flow chart, because what would happen, I would understand their behaviors and their outcomes in trading, but the client would not, as much as they say they were, because I could tell by the way of their behaviors. So I drew up a flow chart. First thing they do is say, I don't do that. That's not me. Then I go, okay, did you say this? Did you do this? They say, yes, I did. then I encourage them to look at it for a while. I say, when you get a bit emotional, can you just look at this and see where you're at? And they'll catch themselves out. Before long, they'll learn to actually identify the underlying drivers that put them where they are. And they get to catch themselves out before they run a looping pattern that runs their behaviors. So it's absolutely freeing for them. So, you know, traders, in 1 minute they're losing, you know, in next minute they're winning. And then the next minute they're losing all their money they made. That's why people do what they do, their behaviors. You know, they're frightened to be wealthy, they're frightened to make money or be worthy. And the beautiful thing about this work is we discover these things and we then lead them to take control and recognize behaviors actually causing them to behave like that. With this work, it's beautiful. So by looking at the how this comes about, by using the chart, they can actually take back control of their behaviors. So, you know, eventually the penny drops and they accept the responsibility of how their biases work. And when we say that they live in a jar and can't read the label, then the penny drops. And from then on, they have an awareness of their behaviors and they transform as a trader. So what happens if you have a friend as a trader and you'd really wanted to help them to overcome the frustrating journey, to overcome the long journey they're going to go on, because, you know, most of them won't be successful. Been in the industry for 10 years. I know how it works. So we really need to help support them to take control of their behaviors. So I'll put money on it. Know that there's a very small percentage that do, and where I fit in is to guide them. And if they got good technical skill, I'll guide them to take care of the trader psychology side of their development using the solid structure of Dave's work. That's where we're making a difference to the trading and achieve a very high trading success. The good news, those that don't cut as a trader, when they work with me, their life changes in other areas. So they'll step into something which is driven by their ideals in their life. So they live a financial sustainable life. They learn to develop and step outside of the grind, not live somebody else's dream. That is what drives me. I love to empower people to step outside the program and take control of their lives on their own terms. And that's, I really enjoy. So because I've been doing this for a while, I've been working from home and for some time, and, you know, I learned to adapt the gulp factor, as Dave says, as you charge more for your work, so I don't need as many clients, and I can really enjoy personal satisfaction in empowering people to take control of their lives and have really intimate relationships with my clients who are ready to change. And so it's in these times, I continue to move forward, and my life just keeps rolling, because we've done the work and we use this beautiful structure that Dave has. And, yeah, I thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to some questions you might have.
That was an excellent summary. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I yearn for the good old days when I didn't know what I didn't know. But,
yes.
Excellent work, and I appreciate it. Because of time, any very quick question for Andrew before we have to wrap up? And I'll have his contact information if you think of something and want to ask him by email. Anyone, just very briefly?
This is Lauren. I have a question. Do you only work with traders, or do you work with other individuals with other professions that are having similar problems?
The funny thing is they're all the same.
Right.
The stories are the same, because I've developed such an understanding of human behavior. Thank you to David unwrapping the formula for me. They're all the same. So no matter what it is about financial things, everyone. And the other thing that people say is that we identify these behaviors and they show up in, because they show up in their relationships. I'm getting referrals, people wanting to work with people in their relationships. So then I go, well, I have a talk to them and I work out how there's some sort of connection. So I can use the financial side to guide the story. But, I work, with everybody.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Seeing money as the portal to the intangible and the immaterial opens it up for everybody in coaching, actually. So, hey, thank you so much again, Andrew. And, again, I'll send information, a summary of all of this with contact information for both Lauren and Andrew. Thank you all for participating, your energy, and sharing what you did. I hope this was helpful and stimulating, and knowing that we'll get through these times. And if I can help you in any way, please let me know. Thanks so much. Until
thank you, everybody.
Bye now, guys. See you.
It was great.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank
you.
So thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.